Mike Busley. He is the co-founder and owner of the Traverse City Pie Company. Mike, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm fine. How are you? And that's Grand Traverse Pie
Company. Excuse me.
A common. No problem.
Grand Traverse Pie Company. Yesterday, it was announced Rick Snyder appointed you to the Michigan Travel Commission. That's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, I feel very honored for such a position. I'm looking forward to it. I've never served on a commission like that before, but I'm excited to get started.
Well, from what you know, what's that going to entail? What are your responsibilities going to be?
Well, I think there's 12 or 13 commissioners, and we'll meet at least quarterly. And the one of the main responsibilities and objective is to help oversee the Pure Michigan campaign. And as we were talking in the governor's office with his chief of staff, Dennis, how do we strengthen that? How do we have it become even more effective than it is now, which is it's doing quite well as I learn. So that's what I think the primary focus will be on, how to promote Michigan as a destination, both from folks within our state, staycations, and folks from the region and across the nation.
We're talking with Mike Busley, the co-founder and owner of the Grand Traverse Pie Company, here on the Tony Conley Morning Show. The last time you and I talked, Mike, I told you I'd be calling you back. I wanted to get your take. It's been almost 8 months since Governor Rick Snyder and his administration have been in office. From your perspective, give them a report card. What have they done for business? Are they going in the right direction?
Well, I think so. You know, it's 8 months. This is fairly short period of time in the legislative world, but I do know that with the Michigan business tax going away next year, we have, you know, the projections are it's going to be $50,000 to $80,000 in savings for our group of businesses here across Michigan, and that's all good news to help grow our businesses. We do have plans to add. We've added two new stores this year, and that just as for our company, my perception is that it's helped us make the decision to grow. We're going to grow several more pie shops next year across the state, mainly in the downstate area. And so I think the trending is positive. I think just looking at Pure Michigan, that's been fully funded or funded much greater than it had been in the past. And visits are up. You know, the tourism business is growing. It's come back from its kind of bit of a dip in 2008 to come up in 2010 and this year. So the strengthening of the Pure Michigan campaign, I think, has been a real positive from his administration, and the elimination of the MBT. Those are the two that are closest to me.
Mike, when you and I talked, I remember having a cup of coffee with you in your shop in downtown Lansing. And I wanted to ask you this question again. When we talked, you told me that you thought that yourself included, people of means would be willing to give more via taxes if it helped the state, and if it was done in a positive way. You remember that conversation?
Sure. Yeah, and I still feel that way, whether it's state or federal level. Me personally, I don't know if I'm in the majority or not, but I feel like if there's confidence, just like in business, if there's confidence in government, then I'm all for supporting that. If there's confusion and there's not confidence or there's not leadership, then obviously one doesn't want to embrace and support it. So I think it's a question of confidence with the federal and at the state level. I think Governor Snyder has made some necessary tough decisions. So, you know, agree or not, I think there's a degree of confidence in the willingness to lead, and I want to support that.
Tell us about the history of and the origin of the Grand Traverse Pie Company.
Well, Denise and I are Michigan natives. Denise is from Portage, and I'm from Lansing, and we graduated MSU in 1980, and the economy wasn't the greatest back then either. We took positions out in California, worked in aerospace and medical sales, respectively, for about 15 years, and then we just decided we wanted to move back home, and in this case, we wanted to live up north in Traverse City, which I think a lot of folks can identify with. We wanted to own our own business, have control our own destiny, and have a business that really connected with community, with our staff. And so we feel like kind of growing the brand of the Grand Traverse Pie Company, similar to growing the brand of a region, whether it be a Grand Traverse region or an entire state. if you can distinguish yourself as a brand, like we have with pies or Michigan, I guess, with such a great destination and so many, you know, quality of life is just compared to the rest of the country. We have many advantages from a quality of life standpoint. If we continue to promote that, then people will respond. We put out quality products. We try to treat people with respect and dignity and make them feel welcome. That's the same thing you can be said about Michigan in terms of the products of our agricultural bounty and the way when people come and visit the state, the way they feel when they get here, how well were they treated. They'll want to come back to visit or maybe even to come back and start their own business. So I think there's some parallels between just what we've done with our company and what the state's trying to do with its image through this, especially through the Pure Michigan campaign.
Well, Mike, you try to buy all your products from Michigan, even when it comes to tables and chairs. I can recall us talking about what you had in your Lansing location, and you paid a little bit extra, but you had the work done by a Michigander in Michigan, and you found that old wood here in the state, too.
Yeah. Yeah, whether it's new equipment, Delfield out of Mount Pleasant builds, you know, manufactures new stainless steel restaurant equipment, or whether it's ATG Concepts right there in Old Town Lansing taking old reclaimed lumber and making beautiful new furniture, there are sources of many things in Michigan. Not only agriculture, which we've talked about before with the bounty that we have. So whether it's the growers or whether it's these craftsmen. There are many sources of quality products right here at home, and it just, you know, it's been a great process, and we continue to work harder to find those new sources so that the next shop we put in Ann Arbor or Rochester or Grand Rapids will have even more Michigan products in it.
How have the prices of cherries and other products that you use been? Up, down, crops, good?
Well, this year, the cherry crop took a bit of a hike. Some of the yields weren't what they initially expected, and it's been the first price hike in 3 years for us. But, these farmers are rolling the dice every year, and sometimes the weather and Mother Nature treats them better than others. And this year, it didn't quite produce the volume that they had thought, so I understand that. And so we'll take a price hit there. The blueberry crop, same thing, low yield. That crop's smaller than the cherry crop, so the prices went up even greater. So that one will probably be forced to raise the price of the blueberry pie for the next several months because the blueberry prices went up. Apples looks like they're going to remain about the same. Flowers come down a touch. So we kind of watch all those commodities, those Michigan commodities, and I really think if we explain to our guests what's going on, especially in the case of the blueberries, they understand. And we're not going to go buy Georgia blueberries or South Carolina blueberries to save a few bucks. We're going to continue to buy Michigan.
Mike Busley is the co-founder and owner of the Grand Traverse Pie Company. He's also been named to the Michigan Travel Commission. Thanks so much for being on the program. It's been great fun. Thanks, Mike.
Tony, thank you so much. Have a great day.